Joining us now are Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Debbie Dingell, political analyst and member of the Democratic National Committee. Debbie, the state Senate passed a bill to make major changes to workers' compensation. The measure would basically change how people are compensated based on what an insurance company says they could be earning at another job while they're recovering from their injury. This is a major change. What could it mean for people injured on the job?
I actually think it's kind of frightening because what it's really doing is sort of creating a virtual job. They're making an assumption that someone's been offered a job that they haven't been offered and they don't have. So it's all theoretical.
Ken, what do you think?
Republicans generally have viewed the workers' comp system as a fairly loose system, not at the front end. It's really at the back end. Republicans have questioned how long people stay on it and for what reason, and do some people game the system. Whether or not this really harms people who are truly still injured, I think remains to be seen.
Ken, it looks like a bill to restrict public employers from offering live-in and same-sex partner benefits will be heading to Governor Snyder for his signature. Let's talk about the politics behind this. What's the argument for restricting these benefits?
Republicans generally represent constituencies that are generally opposed to these kinds of situations and arrangements. And so no one should really be surprised to see this played out in the legislative arena.
It's a very complicated issue on what people think. Same-sex partnerships is a hard issue for many. It's a religious issue. Religious institutions have strong feelings and talk about this as well. But I really see this in terms of a civil issue. And I think if you look at the Fortune 500 companies, many of them are offering domestic partner benefits because they see it as a key perk to attract workers.
There was also lots of news this week about the emergency manager law. Detroit's under financial review. Flint's emergency manager cut pay for the mayor and city council. Detroit Congressman John Conyers has brought the issue to the Justice Department. And the group leading the petition to put the EM law up for voter referendum thinks they're getting close to having enough signatures to put that question forward. In that case, the law would be suspended until November 2012. Where does that leave things in the state, Ken?
The attention that's been focused lately on the emergency manager law, the recently passed law, the attempt to get it on the ballot, the potential postponement for almost a year, is kind of a side issue. You've got a serious problem, not just in the city of Detroit, but in some other cities. And these cities basically have three options. You could fix it yourself. You could have some kind of state-appointed emergency financial manager come in, or you can do bankruptcy. I mean, it's basically one of the three, and all three have to deal with the same fundamental issue that these cities are not paying their bills, and to be very pointed, the issue of public employee unions, the pay and benefits, is going to have to be addressed, whether it's an emergency manager, the city council, or in bankruptcy, a judge.
Debbie, your take?
I don't think people really understand what will happen if bankruptcy occurs and that a judge will just completely null and void these labor contracts. And if they're worried about an EFM, the consequences of bankruptcy are even more frightening and startling.
The reality is in all of these cities, whether it's Benton Harbor or Detroit, the local elected officials have had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to solve the problem, and for some reason just haven't brought themselves to do it. So the downside of a financial manager is also the upside of an outsider coming in.
Two sides of a very challenging coin. Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Debbie Dingell is political analyst and member of the Democratic National Committee. Debbie, Ken, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.